Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The school doesn't look so bad, considering it was overrun with zombies.
Okay, team, what's the plan?
I know Mr. Ape. He's a nice guy. I'll just talk to him.
Apparently, you don't know him too well. You miss the fact that he's got supernatural powers?
He's my English teacher. It never came up. Plus, didn't he just help us?
As the only regular human being here, I have to ask. Any idea what he could be?
It's an interesting question. If love, death, and nature are all covered, what's left?
I've got Felix on it too. So far, his best guess is Lady Luck.
Felix thinks Mr. Apep is Lady Luck?
I didn't say it was a good guess.
I think we should split up.
Do you? And do you also think that Chloe should go with you?
No.
I'm going with Marcus. My brother and I have a lot to talk about.
Harper.
If you say it's not safe, Mondo, I will scream.
Good for you, girl.
Sorry. You're right.
Okay, Harper. You and I will go to the roof above Mr. Apep's classroom.
You're going to fly me up there, aren't you?
Gotta say, he has a flying thing down.
Thank you, Chloe. Wings?
Okay. Why not?
Here we go.
Keep an eye out for Principal Durant. Listen, Chloe, before we go in, this is my school, so I'm going to need you to follow—
Yeah, no mansplaining today. Follow me, Skeletor.
I am not on board with these nicknames.
Bend your knees on the landing.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Wings retract.
So... Can I see the bow and arrows?
How do you know about the bow and arrows?
You're Cupid, right? You have wings. You must have arrows.
Okay. Quiver. Bow.
So that's them, huh? Pretty.
Don't touch!
Okay. How do they work?
The gold ones make people fall in love. I can control the concentration. Lead creates aversion.
I thought there would be more of them.
They return to the quiver after I shoot them. But one is missing. The one I used to trap the zombies.
We need to talk, Marcus.
I'm sorry I couldn't tell you about all of this.
You did it to Mom and Dad, didn't you? You made them fall back in love. And me and Mondo, you did the opposite.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to teleport into the classroom and stay invisible so that I can...
Or I'll just walk in.
I thought you said we needed a plan.
This is my plan?
You're not in charge. Fine.
Well, hello you two.
Who or what are you?
Mr. Apep. This is... my friend, Chloe.
Nice to meet you, Chloe. Mondo, I take it you heard what I did with the trees?
That's why we're here.
Good. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
Answer the question, please. Who are you?
Well, my name is Apep, and I'm not just a middle school teacher. I've been around for a long time. You probably know me better as Chaos.
Chaos? Like, chaos?
It sounds sinister, I know, but... then so does being the Grim Reaper, and you're not bad, are you, Mondo?
I don't think so.
What exactly do you do, Apep?
For thousands of years, I've maintained the balance between order and disorder, creation and destruction, like what I did with your zombie problem.
You control chaos.
Indeed. When things go awry, my powers allow me to get them back in line.
That makes sense. I guess.
What?
Chloe?
Why do you have this?
That's a picture of the woman Mr. Apep loved. She died last year.
This is a picture of my grandmother.
What?
Your Ivy's granddaughter? I should have known it right away. You have her eyes. You're the new Mother Nature, aren't you, Chloe?
What is this? What do you want?
I want to bring your grandmother back.
Gen Z Media presents Cupid and the Reaper, Chapter 2 of The Natureverse. Episode 8, Lost Loves and Chaos.
Expect rain, Chloe? I remember your grandmother had to learn to balance her emotions. It wasn't easy for her either.
My emotions are just fine, thank you.
Let's remember that Marcus and Harper are on the roof.
Back off, Reaper. Why do you have her picture, Apep?
Mondo was right. Ivy Lovejoy was the love of my life. I'd spent thousands of years on my own before I met her. As I'm sure you're learning, these jobs can be very lonely. But we found each other, as if by magic.
She never mentioned you.
Did you spend a lot of time with your grandmother when you were growing up?
She loved my grandfather. I know she did.
Your grandfather died 40 years ago.
Chloe, your grandma passed away?
Last year. That's how I became Mother Nature.
Wait, did you cause her...
What? No!
Ivy was taken before her time. It was an unnatural death. She should still be here, Chloe. I know you must feel that too.
What did you mean, bring her back? How is that possible?
You're standing next to the Grim Reaper, aren't you?
Wait, me? I take souls to the afterlife when people die. It's a one-way trip. I don't bring them back.
But I believe you could. As I said, the events that took Ivy's life were not meant to happen.
How did she...
Someone, a bad person, caused her death.
And now we can correct that injustice. It's meant to be, all of us here, together. Chloe, you can have your grandmother again, thanks to Mondo.
I need to think about this. Maybe try to talk to her.
You talk to her?
I'm out of here.
Chloe, come back!
Mr. Apep, I don't know what to say.
Sorry I couldn't tell you sooner, Mondo. But I've been keeping a close eye on you. And Harper.
Harper?
All those accidents. It hasn't been easy protecting her. Making sure she didn't die before you could get there.
You did that. With your powers.
For you. I helped you save the girl you love. And now, you can do the same for me.
Grandma, is this even real? Even, is it possible?
Nate, you there? Chloe?
I'm here, Felix.
What's going on? I'm seeing a big storm suddenly popping up over Savannah. Is that you?
It's fine. I'll take care of it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just processing.
You want to talk about it?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Until then, try not to cause a flood or anything, okay?
Bye, Felix. Hello? Is someone in here?
Somebody need a refresher course in finding balance?
Ismail?
Hey, Chloe.
Where have you been? I was so worried.
I've been right here.
But the porch collapsed, and Oscar found your sunglasses.
I was wondering what happened to those. Well, if the porch collapsed, it was after I left.
So, you're fine?
Don't I look fine?
Well, yeah, but... Listen, you couldn't have turned up at a better time. First of all, Cupid and the Reaper, total disasters.
Yeah, they aren't that bad.
400 zombies would say otherwise. And now there's this other guy, Apep. He says he's chaos.
He is.
Then you know him?
I've known him for a very long time, Chloe. Apep is one of my best friends.
Seriously? Because I was getting a weird vibe.
Don't be so suspicious all the time. He's one of the most caring, loyal guys you'll ever meet.
Really? Did you know that he was in love with my grandmother?
Of course. They made an awesome couple. But sadly, it wasn't meant to be.
This is... Are you aware of what he wants to do?
He wants to bring her back.
Is that really possible?
Apep believes it is. And who am I to disagree?
Then you think I should do it?
Remember you told me how much you miss her? Wouldn't you do anything to see your grandma again?
And you really trust Apep?
Are you kidding? I love him like a brother.
This is it, Mr. Apep. The Valley of Souls.
Thank you for taking me here. It's as beautiful and peaceful as I imagined.
I guess. I wouldn't get too near the water. I read that it's poisonous. Across that river on the boat is where they go.
She's over there somewhere. Ivy, she needs me. She needs us.
You loved her that much?
Oh, more than you can imagine. Do you ever wonder, Mondo, why things are the way they are? The rules of the universe?
I'm the guy who went public as the Grim Reaper. Remember?
And I think you did the right thing. But there are even bigger rules out there.
Like what?
Like, why does death have to be permanent? Why do we have to lose people and to suffer?
I don't know. I mean, we can't live forever, right?
Can't we? Do you want your parents to die someday? Or Harper?
No, I guess not.
Of course not. We'd do anything not to lose the people we love. Thanks again for bringing me here, Mondo. You have no idea what this all means to me.
We should go inside, Harper. This storm seems to be intensifying. I think Chloe might be the reason.
It's wrong, Marcus.
No, I believe it's right. She's Mother Nature.
I mean what you did. What you're doing when it comes to love.
I have a very sophisticated formula that I've created.
They didn't want to be together anymore, Marcus.
I don't know what
you... Mom and Dad, when they told us they were getting divorced, they said they just fell out of love.
I don't believe that. They still loved each other. They just needed to be reminded. Remember the story they told us of how they met in college? How it was love at first sight?
Marcus, you can't force them to stay together.
I didn't force anything. They want to be together.
Because you shot them with golden arrows. You have to change it back.
But... they're our mom and dad.
And they always will be. But not like this.
I can make it better. I can find the right formula and...
I know. Come on, let's go inside. We'll walk down.
The boy is Cupid. I knew I didn't imagine him flying me out of that hole. Jean, it's me.
Are you in your office?
No, I'm on the roof of the school. It's a long story. I want you to set up a meeting for me tomorrow. Send Marcus Aronson to my office. and cancel the rest of my appointments.
Welcome home, Reaper. You have 0 unclaimed souls.
Finally.
You've been busy, Mijo.
Mom!
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you, but I wanted to be here in your room when you got home.
It was a long night.
I'm proud of you, you know, for everything you're doing.
You're proud? Even though I set hundreds of zombies loose in my school yesterday?
Happens to the best of us. Can you tell me about where you take them?
It's called the Valley of Souls.
What's it like?
It's quiet. The two sides are separated by a river of poisonous black water.
Is it scary?
A little, but it's actually really peaceful.
So people find peace when you lead them there?
I think so.
What is it, Mondo? What's wrong?
No, I just... It's a terrible thing losing someone you love.
It is. But it is also a part of life. Like when we lost your abuelo when you were little. He'll always be in our hearts.
I know that.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Where's Dad?
He went out for an early jog. He was hoping to get out before the crowd spotted him.
Listen, Mom. There's something I need to tell you about Dad. See, Marcus and I kind of messed something else up.
Principal Durant?
Come in, Marcus.
Hello. You wanted to see me?
Do me a favor, close the door behind you.
All right. If there's anything I can do to help the school recover from yesterday's... incident...
Can we cut through the niceties and get down to business?
Business?
I know who you are, Cupid.
What? No, I...
Let's not play around. Open the supply closet, will you?
What?
The closet, Marcus. Open it for me.
Okay.
Marcus!
You kidnapped Mondo's dad? Why?
Only because I had to. I'm so sorry, darling. You'll be free soon. And we'll be free to be together.
What are you going to do with him?
It's not what I'm gonna do with him. It's what you're gonna do with him.
Me?
Yes, you, Cupid. You're gonna make Antonio fall in love with me. Now, let's see those arrows, shall we?
This is Mr. Apep's house? He's definitely not affording this mansion on a teacher's salary. Time to go invisible mode. Let's see what chaos has going on in there. Whoa. Okay. More like the inside of a pyramid than a house. Hieroglyphics? And what's with all the snake statues? Someone's in here. What is that noise? Hey, what is that? A possum? Let go of my robe! I'm the Grim Reaper! I command you to let go of me, rodent!
Ah, there you are. Nice work, Oscar.
Chloe?
Hey, Mondo. I had a feeling I'd find you here.
You know, Marcus, it takes one many years to work her way up to being a principal. This was my dream since I was a little girl.
That's very admirable, Ms. Durant.
I gave up everything to get here. Friends, hobbies, love. But now I can have it all, thanks to you.
Me?
Yes. You see, my school may be overrun with students who have powers, but I'm still the principal, which means I'm the one with the most power.
Well, Mondo did say you're very strong now.
That's not the kind of power I mean. I'm talking about the kind of power to make and break young lives. Lives like yours. And your sister's.
Harper? What does she have to do with this?
Harper's heading off to high school next year. She's been an exemplary student. Reminds me of myself at that age. But imagine how her record would look, with multiple suspensions, even an expulsion.
You wouldn't do that.
I'd do anything for this man over here. He's all that matters to me.
And that's my fault. Well, mine and Mondo's. See, the plan was...
I'm done talking, Cupid. Now, either you fire off one of your golden arrows, or you and your sister's lives will be over before you're even out of middle school.
All right. You've made your point.
Then you'll do it?
Quiver. Bow.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ramirez.
Avertus Dismobia.
What are you doing here, Chloe?
I came to talk to Mr. Apep about my grandmother. You?
Same, I guess.
So, this is a thing you're willing to go along with? The idea of bringing her back from the dead?
Isn't it what you want?
She's my grandmother. Why wouldn't I?
I don't trust him.
Wait, what? You too?
You too?
Oh, good.
But what about your grandmother?
I wasn't around her much growing up, but this story of her being in love with Apep feels wrong. And Felix did some research on the history of Chaos.
What did he find out?
Well, for starters, the mythology says Apep, or Chaos, often takes the form of a giant serpent who controls the other snakes.
Can't say I love snakes.
And also, pretty sure Apep did something to Ismail.
Why do you think that?
I found Ismail in your school and he was acting normal, except...
Except what?
He said he's known Apep forever and that he loves him like a brother.
Loves? He said loves?
Yeah. Why?
Marcus lost a golden arrow in the school. What if Apep found it?
And used it on Ismail? Can other people use his arrows? And I thought they only caused romantic love.
I honestly have no idea. I'm not sure Marcus does either.
We need to figure out what Apep's up to.
Okay, but where do we start?
How about over there in the corner? See that chest with all the symbols on it?
It has a lock.
Which means there's something important inside.
I got this.
You know how to pick locks?
I don't have to. When I'm in Reaper mode, I'm not only invisible, I can pass right through things.
That's useful.
It looks like... letters.
They're addressed to my grandmother.
All marked, return to sender. She sent them back.
Why won't you answer me, Ivy? Why won't you love me? I don't care about your husband. He's nothing. A mere mortal. We could rule together. Chaos in nature. Well, that's demented. Wait, what's that under the letters?
It's an old wallet. Driver's license for Edward Lovejoy.
That was my grandpa. Grandma Ivy's husband. He died before I was born.
How did he die?
Well, they said it was an accident. That a tree fell on him in the park.
A tree? Do you think...
Apep killed my grandfather.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Grandma was never the same after she lost him.
Hang on. Let's just talk about this.
Talk? What is there to talk about? Chaos put a spell on Ismail. He killed my grandfather. He stalked and threatened my grandma.
Whoa, Chloe. That Sorm. Are you okay?
He's evil, Mondo. Apep is evil. And we have to stop him.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.